obviously a hard-fought game. Really happy for Eric the way he rebounded tonight and the way he played. I thought both goaltenders, you know, after last night with 10 goals scored, played well. I thought that they had tremendous pushback tonight, which we expected. I think we had to weather a few, you know, when we turn it over. But I thought our guys really sold out tonight. You can see with how many block shots we had, even at the end of that penalty kill with about 6 minutes to go. We had couldn't get off the ice, but I don't know how many times we blocked shots. And, you know, that was that want to, even in the pull goalie situation, you know, when the puck's a foot or two from the blue line, we were able to get it out rather than those pucks staying in. So just really happy for our guys at the way they played this weekend.
Did this feel like a significant step forward for your team?
Well, I mean, it was important weekend. You know, these last 2 weeks, obviously we were disappointed with the St. Cloud weekend, and we looked at it as a four-game segment. That starting with that road trip to win and tie and then to come back and win and tie again this weekend. And now we have a week off to kind of catch our breath. And we've had a tough stretch. We're 4-2-2, probably in a position maybe we could have had one more win. But at the same time, you know, we've only had three home games. We're back on the road three of the next four in the next four-game segment. So, you know, we just want to continue to take steps. And, you know, you play an outstanding team like North Dakota and how hard they compete, it forces you to play at a little bit higher level too. And I think they certainly brought out the best in us this weekend.
What does a game like this do for Eric Schuerhorn's confidence? He comes in with, you know, numbers maybe not ideal.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the history game with Eric is when has an off night on, you know, on game one, that he usually rebounds and, you know, plays really well. And that's kind of what he's done so far this year. Now, you know, you got to get him back in the groove with that consistency. And, you know, he's a good goaltender, and we certainly have a lot of confidence in him. But, you know, we did a good job protecting him, I think, at times tonight with the block shots and, you know, trying to sell out a little bit too.
Special teams were big for you guys again tonight. Mm-hmm. How much are those coming along at this point?
Well, I mean, our power play was close to 25%. And I really, even though the numbers weren't where we hoped they would be at this point with the penalty kill, I mean, I think our penalty kills look really good. You know, part of that is, you know, when Eric's on, that makes a difference in your penalty kill too. But with the rotations and the progress Romenko and Rammer have made this year, I think has really helped. And I think our rotations have been much better. We're not giving up as many good shots. And like in a game like tonight, when they get one, Eric was there to make the save. And that's such a critical component in your penalty kill.
How important was it to play and hold the lead?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think that's, you know, considering what's happened the last couple of weeks with, you know, being ahead or behind by three and the way the games have turned out. But, you know, to close it out, I think was important. And just the way we were playing, you could sense it was a little bit different tonight. And, you know, Eric stood tall in the third, and that's a big part of it too. You know, your goaltender's got to step up in a critical moment. And tonight he did, right through the penalty shot.
So what was different? You said it was a little different compared to like the St. Cloud team.
With what?
Tonight.
Well, I mean, you start getting on your heels and you give up space. You can't. I mean, you had tonight. I thought that we got into people a lot more. This is probably the most physical weekend we've had all year long, and you know that's probably part of the rivalry and the way we had to play this weekend. I think the guys understood that, but at the same time, this is if you're going to be effective and on a consistent basis, you know, you got to play through people.
Your team's structure seemed a lot more compact tonight. You guys were between the dots, shutting everything down the center of the ice. Was that a big point of emphasis against North Dakota?
Well, I mean, the big thing was, you know, play below the dots. I mean, they're a good cycle team, end zone offensive team, and you know that top line is can be hard to handle. And I thought we did a better job of that tonight. That, you know, when they lost two games last weekend, that line didn't score, and you know, obviously they didn't get a goal tonight, and you know that's. When you've got a top-end line like that, you got to try to shut them down. You know, that Kloos took that challenge, you know, especially tonight. We talked about it at our team meeting, but I thought the matchups with the lines, I thought Vinny's line played really well. We moved him back to center. You know, Novak, we got production from last night. And then I just, you know, the way our Romenko's line played, I thought Norman did a good job, played, you know, a little tenacious game and hard on pucks like I thought he would tonight. That's where I wanted to put him in our lineup.
Camarada injured or just coach's
decision?
No, just
coach's decision.
Sadik?
He was tweaked. You know, he got a little tweak in practice this week, and we kind of felt going in, he'd probably be able to play one game this weekend, and he should be fine, you know, probably midweek for practice, but he just wasn't in a position to go tonight.
Your defenseman kept North Dakota in check on the rush. What was the key to
Making sure you're not outnumbered is a big part of it. And you know, I thought those two young guys played really well. This was kind of a Ryan Lindgren type of game where, you know, he's going to play in your face and hard to play against and, you know, get into people and block shots. But I thought all the guys did a pretty good job tonight. You know, one thing with our D, I mean, for the most part, we don't hire our guys, and we play our six, and, you know, not that overly concerned about who's out against who. You know, the philosophy is, I mean, you should be able to play against anybody. Okay.
I'm good.
Thanks.
Yes. Everybody happy?